Andrew Lloyd Webber returned to Broadway with just the great hit School of Rock, based on the hit film. The hilarious new musical follows Dewey Finn, a failed wannabe rock star who decides to earn a few extra bucks by posing as a substitute teacher at a prestigious prep school. There, he turns a class of straight-A students into a guitar-shredding, bass-slapping, mind-blowing rock band while teaching these prodigies what it means to truly rock. Dewey, well, of course, falls for the school's beautiful but uptight headmistress, helping her rediscover the wild child within. Well, Merritt David James is here. He plays Dewey in the national touring company of School of Rock, now at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday. Merritt is a UMaine and Circle in the Square graduate, was in the original cast of School of Rock, has a new album of his own waiting in the wings, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Merritt David James to the roundtable this morning. How are you, sir?
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
It's really nice to have you on the show. So you were in the original cast.
That's right.
So that means I saw you.
You saw me.
Yeah, I saw you. So what were you? What did you play in the original cast?
Well, I was the drummer of No Vacancy.
Yep.
For a long time, I was the first person you saw on the show. In the workshop, and some of the previews, the curtain opened, and the band would come out, but I'd already be sitting there. So I always said I was the first person you saw on the show, but I think that stopped being the case because then they added all the fog.
Yeah.
And everybody just kind of came out of the fog, and then you couldn't see me at all. But okay, so I was the drummer of No Vacancy. I was the cop at the end of the show, and I was a teacher, and I was Freddie's dad, the drummer, the boy drummer's dad. And I named Freddie's dad Dick Hamilton, and I said, he's not the only Hamilton on Broadway, but he's the meanest and he's the best.
So then when the show starts to go on the road, you then become the lead guy.
Yeah. It's been, gosh, on April 27th, it will have been 4 years since my very first day of School of Rock and the workshop.
And the show just closed on Broadway, right?
It did. I went up a couple weekends ago, and we celebrated the closing, and then I was lucky to say I have to go back to work.
Yes. So what is it like to play Dewey? First of all, I can't tell you how enjoyable the show is. It's a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Playing Dewey is a tiring, awesome thing. You know, when I was a kid, they asked me, "Well, what do you want to do when you grow up?" And I said, "I want to play my instruments. I want to act. I want to sing. I want to travel the world, and I want to teach." And playing Dewey checks off all of those boxes at the same time. And you know, they always told me to pick one and go with it, and I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I picked them all.
And it really does. You do get to check off all those boxes.
Yeah.
Because you're just the educator that you're on stage. One of the things that is amazing about the show is the young people who are in it.
Absolutely. You know, now there are three, but when Broadway was alive and kicking, there were four productions worldwide. And there's going to be four again because I think they're going to open another one in the Asian market. But the, you know, for every one of those productions, they've auditioned over 10,000 kids. So I like to tell our kids, our young cherubs, that they are one in 40,000 kids.
So when they come on now, I mean, they really then become, I assume this is still the case, but Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber makes the announcement at the beginning of the show that everybody's actually playing their instruments.
Yep.
This is not a gag. This is the real thing.
The real deal, baby.
Yeah, and that's cool. I mean, that's a mission statement of the show. This is what these kids. This is what you have to do. This is what the kids have to do.
That's right. That's right. And it's a great story. You know, the it's not Hamlet, but it's a fantastic story. It's I think it's all about, you know, finding the missing puzzle pieces in your life. You know, Dewey's kind of this guy without any direction. He's kind of this washed up dude who doesn't really have a plan or any sort of productive activity in his life, and then all of a sudden he finds himself pretending to be a teacher, and he finds these kids and makes them into this fantastic band, and they're the missing puzzle piece in his life, and he's the missing puzzle piece in theirs.
When you think about that character, what's interesting is that, sure, he's finding his way, but there is something, you're cheering for this guy, you like this guy, you want. By God, you want to, I mean, maybe not the kids, but everybody else wants to have a beer with a guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, at the opening party on Broadway, it was as if we invited the whole audience to do just that.
Yeah.
There was, I think at the opening party, we were at the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square, and there were 1,500 people. So it was like you looked at the entire Winter Garden and said, hey, do you want to go have a beer with this guy?
Well, it is. It's a lot of fun to see, and there's a growth of that character, and obviously, the kids then come through, and it's a show that you just have a lot of fun with.
Oh, it's a blast! Yeah. It really is. The kids are, you know, they are unbelievable. They are doing things that has never before been done on Broadway. And that's the great thing about the show. It's sort of the trifecta firing on all cylinders. The idea of a movie musical, you know, and that's not an original idea, of course, but it combines with the legend and celebrity of Andrew Lloyd Webber. And that combines with kids doing something that you've never before seen on Broadway. And I think it's the perfect ingredients for this wonderful cake of rock and roll with rock and roll icing on it. And I'm so glad that I came to the show, and I'm so glad I'm still with it.
One of the things that I guess I just have to ask you, or they would revoke my talk show host license, which is...
Pressure's on.
Yes. What is it like to work with Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Oh, well, it was I thought it was a great privilege to get to see him work. I got to know him a little bit, and he, you know, the thing is he really cares about... Of course he does. This goes without saying, but... He really, really cares about what you're hearing. You know, it's not. I know that seems probably stupid to say, but he puts a lot of time into. It's not just he's a genius and there it is. It's he puts a lot of time into giving you a well thought out, well worked product, and he puts a lot of effort and time into it. And the genius part is all of, you know, he's not afraid to change what he's got to make it better in his own mind. And he's not afraid to work it through and let it kind of find its own direction. And I thought that was really cool to watch. The coolest thing I ever saw was, you know, I always love when I get to see these amazing musicians just create music on the fly, and that we were having a technical problem. Well, it wasn't a problem. We just ran out of music.
Oh,
and,
that's it.
And when we were putting out the putting the whole all the technical changes together, and it wasn't quite long enough. So the director said, Lawrence Connery said, "Well, I think we might need a little more music there," and Andrew just sat down at the piano. He says, "Run it again," and they ran this. You know, all these big panels are moving, and he just plays about another 15 seconds, and then he turns around and he says, "He said to his assistant, write that down." So I just thought that was the coolest, most brilliant thing.
Like, if not him, who? Right? Yeah. Who can pull that off? That's
right.
Pretty neat.
Yeah.
And what an opportunity for you to sort of see that. And for the kids to see that.
Yeah, yeah. He loves the kids, and they love him. And he was, I mean, we saw him every day. He was really very present and very involved. And it was a great pleasure to work amongst him.
When you think about going out on the road and doing a show like this and going into different towns, what have your observations been of bringing this from town to town across the country?
Well, every town likes to rock out in their own way. And
cool.
Yeah. And it's nice to see the different personalities of the country. And this show brings out all of the positive personalities. You know, there's so much today that brings out the negative personalities and reflection on negative aspects of the different parts of the country. I'm so pleased to be a part of something that brings out the positive aspects and the different corners and areas of the country. We live in a great place, and there's great people out there, and they show up, and they're really ready to have a lot of fun, and that's what this show does. It brings out all of the fun and seeing the different personalities, you know, and feeling the different energy of the different great cities all over the country is a fantastic pleasure. And this tour, actually, the thing I'm most proud about this tour is that we, more than any other production, we put the most instruments into the most kids' hands of anyone. I can't tell you the number of kids that have picked up instruments because of this show. And that's like a little added, well, not a little, it's a big added bonus for anybody who feels like it's important for people to play instruments. And I do. I think everybody should play an instrument and be able and write a song. You know, the world would be a better place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you are there through Sunday. You've got a lot of performances, and you opened last night. It went well. You had fun?
Had a great time. Proctor's is just a beautiful, beautiful theater, and I think that's my fourth time playing there.
Really?
Yeah.
Good
and
for you.
It's always a pleasure to come back there.
Waiting in the Wings is your new album. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I've been writing a bunch of songs over the past, I've been on the road 11 years. And, of course, my cousin who was in the Kingston Trio, he's like, that's nothing. I've been on the road for 5 decades. Listen to this kid. No, so I wrote a bunch of songs, and I said, well, gosh, you know, I should do something with this. So I took a collection of them and put them into this album. And it's really a song about an album about being on the road. These are all songs about life on the road and my experiences on the road. And there's a little bit of a different flavor for everyone out there. So there's a little rock, there's a little country, there's a little folk. And I'm actually going to be coming out in the next, before we get to Boston, next week I'll be launching the EP I did with the original Broadway kids. So I got four tunes with them. But that's more of some edgy rock.
Now, when we come out, we're going to play a little music. This is from the EP?
This is actually from Waiting in the Wings.
Waiting in the Wings.
And this would probably be more of a Nashville type of feel. The song's called Already Taken, and it seems to be one of the favorites on there.
Well, we'll go out with that. Merritt David James plays Dewey in the National Touring Company of School of Rock, now at Proctor's in Schenectady through Sunday. Proctors.org for more information. Merritt, a great pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much, and best of luck on the road.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Good to have you here. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
When she smiles, she just improves the view. When she worries with style, she sends a light straight through the bright side of my heart. The worry with dreams is that in time I must awaken. When melody gives way for me to see unfortunate reality. She's already taken. She's already halfway down the aisle. I can't let her see she's breaking my heart with that Jersey City smile. She's just an illusion, a sweet mirage in the desert sand. Now there's no left to understand, she's already taken.